Hello, hello, and welcome to Self-Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I talked about positive thinking and how, you know, simple awareness, just checking in with yourself, can completely change our perspectives. I also got the chance to share some wonderful stories from our listeners and gave you guys 7 different ways that you can use the power of positive thinking to change your mindset, feel wonderful right now, today. If you missed out on that episode and want to check it out, or any of the resources I mentioned, just hit up the website. It's www.selfcareissexy.com. Okay, so for today's show, I want to give you a little preview of what to expect. I'm going to be rolling out a review course in Self-Care 101. It's basically a crash course for evaluating your self-care needs, simple ways to get exactly the kind of self-care you need, and I'll be sharing with you some of the top lessons I've learned about self-care in the past 10 months of this project. I've even got a fun little DIY project towards the end of the show that I'm going to walk you through. But first, I need to rattle off some housekeeping notes. Number one, I host a monthly self-care brunch, if you're not aware. It's an in real life safe place where you can come and share what's working for you and what's not with other community members. It's just basically a little check-in. So if you're looking for some, you know, in real life connection, make sure you like us on Facebook for all the details. Or you can always email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Number two, I am so excited to announce the winner of our Passion Planner giveaway, Jessica Luera. Wonderful spunk of joy. She's getting her very own planner, and I hope to have her on the show really soon. If you would like the chance to win one of these amazing self-care tools, all you have to do is finish up your Self-Care Sexy Passport from episode number 25 and share your experiences with me. It's that easy. And if you don't know what a passion planner is, let me just tell you, it is one of the greatest self-care tools I have found this year. I've been really loving on it. It's more than just a daily planner. It's a journal. It's a goal setting tool. It's a way to check in. And for me, it's just been so integral in being able to really establish consistent self-care. So I highly recommend it, even if you're not able to go out and do the self-care passports to win it. Last but not least in the housekeeping notes, please take a moment to rate the show on iTunes. It helps others find this show, and I really want to reach people who need it the most. All right, so for today's show, I'm going to give you my crash course in Self-Care 101. We're going to start out by talking about how you can evaluate your self-care needs, and I'm going to give you some real, tangible, and surprisingly simple ways to get the exact kind of self-care you need this weekend. So just a quick heads up, you guys, we're going to be covering a lot of content today. So if you're driving right now or cleaning up the house or out getting your activity on, do not worry. Oh, and by the way, if you are out there getting your activity on, I am hella proud of you right now. High fives all around. Yeah, buddy, go get it. So anyway, if you're busy, don't worry. If you hear something that really resonates with you and you want to expand a little bit more or link up with a resource I mentioned, all of this week's content can be found at that website, www.selfcareissexy.com. Okay, you guys, let's dive right in. Okay, so I started Self-Care Sexy with my good friend about 10 months ago on Valentine's Day 2016. We started by hosting this enchanting champagne brunch slash launch party. It was professionally catered by this incredible friend of mine, Renee, and we had the most wonderful time. Like, seriously, one of my favorite memories of this past year. And there was just so much love and support and people opening up about self-care and enjoying themselves. And since then, I've had the profound opportunity to interview several people and gather different perspectives and get ideas about self-care. And so, you know, I've learned a lot, and I wanted to share with you what I've learned so far. So if self-care is a tough thing for you, if you're finding it challenging, the first thing you can do, and this is like step one of self-care 101, is number one, define what self-care is to you. So self-care, I've found out, means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I used to think that it was only about like taking a bath if you were stressed out. And like, yes, that is totally, totally part of it, but it's not all of it, okay? It's not the only thing. The easiest way that I've been able to define like what self-care is for me is to kind of split it into different categories. So for me, that looks like this. Like category one is the physical self-care. So that can be like fitness or activity. It can be like the foods I eat, getting a massage or getting my nails done, you know, all the self-care that you do for your physical body. And category number two for me is like the emotional self-care. So that can be like traditional talk therapy. It can be meditation, just general self-reflection, you know, anything to do with like how I'm feeling and how I'm experiencing the world. And the third category that I sort of break up my definition of self-care is the mental self-care. So like, i.e. how am I working with my thoughts and educating myself? It can also encompass like reading or developing a different skill. It's basically anything to do with like bettering my mind and taking control of my thought life. So take the time to like really get solid with your definition of what self-care is for you. It can be something as simple as just taking a bath when you're stressed out, or, you know, learning to manage your time better. Whatever it is, just make sure you take the time to get really clear. That way you know what you're working with. So the second step to self-care 101 that can really help if you're working on it is to develop your ability to identify what's getting in the way of your self-care. So now that you've taken the time to really define and narrow down what self-care is for you, and I mean, really define it for yourself, not what everybody else is saying it is, not what I'm telling you it is, but really getting real and defining it for yourself. So once you've got that definition, it will help to start recognizing what's preventing you from getting your self-care. You know, could it be stress or anxiety? Have you ever found yourself saying, oh yeah, I'll get to that self-care once I fill in the blank, get the house picked up or finish all the cooking for the week or get past XYZ deadline? If you have, if that resonates with you, I want you to start to look at why you're allowing yourself to be distracted from spending quality alone, quiet time, just for an example with yourself. Another thing that can get in the way of your self-care is overcommitment, or maybe you have some issues with boundaries. If you are like a total yes man and can't seem to like find a second of peace to yourself, or you're always rushing around, you know, saving the day for others, but then you feel exhausted and used afterwards, then it might be time for you to really evaluate your self-care needs. Also, a big barrier to self-care is time management. That might be an issue for you. So maybe it's just you don't have the tools to get that self-care that you need. Maybe you're like me and you're working through some self-worth issues, and that's what's preventing you from getting your self-care needs met. See, so once you start to identify what's in the way, you can sort through it and make a clear path towards a stronger, more confident you, a full 100% version of yourself. And you won't get trapped or hung up on other people to supply you with what it is you need. The third step to self-care 101 that I want to share with you, it has been universal for everyone I've talked to in the past 10 months about self-care, and that is to evaluate your self-care needs. So some days self-care, it's going to be that hot bubble bath, right? Some days it may mean saying no to an extra project at work. For me right now, it's about finding quiet alone time to not be stimulated, you know, just like simple alone time. You know, turning off the technology, not taking any phone calls, not working on any projects, not chatting it up with somebody, just being quiet and alone. And I've been able to identify that that is exactly what I need using these following tools. So the first tool I've been using is just doing less. So just taking things off my plate. going on an activity diet, so to speak, where I only allow myself to commit to like two or three events throughout a month. Another tool that I've used to evaluate my own self-care needs is by catching my thoughts or being mindful. Turns out this whole awareness shit, it's like totally key. You have to look at where that almighty brain of yours is taking you all the time. One thing that's really changed for me as a result of like starting this project is getting negative or worrying about things I can't control. And it's just like stressing out about what might happen. When I find myself in that place of like racing thoughts or uncontrolled worry, I've began to like train myself to just stop, take a deep breath, and ask myself, what do I need? And I do this like 10, 15 times a day, seriously. And sometimes I'll do it out loud. I'll just say, what do you need right now? And then I wait for something to bubble up. I wait for an answer, something that really resonates me. And that has helped me tremendously to identify what I need as far as self-care. The fourth thing that I've come to really understand about this whole self-care is how important preparing is. So you know the old quote, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And boy, is that some like hashtag truth right there. I mean, seriously. If you do not plan time for self-care or set aside time for yourself, you know, tell others that it's your goal or it's your priority or you're working on it, you will find a reason or like, frankly, let's be honest, an excuse to not do it. You'll find some other worry or some other project, and you'll lie to yourself and say, it can wait, I'll do it tomorrow, all that bullshit. And you guys, unless someone comes to you and they are literally in crisis, like in true trouble, it can always wait, always. You can always do that load of laundry after you give yourself the hour of downtime, the bubble bath or the walk or whatever self-care is for you. I'd also like to mention that, you know, FYI, that holiday season is upon us here in the United States. And we need to start preparing for the holiday season now. And it can be a really hard time to focus on self-care because there are so many different pressures to participate with others and get gifts and rush around and stress. Compiled with like the reality that the year is coming to an end. You know, it's marking the passing of time, and that is a big reflection time for a lot of people. So that's something that's kind of bearing down on us, and it's really important to be ready for that, to prepare for that. Maybe start that time commitment diet thing this month, you know? Maybe grab a passion planner to help you start scheduling some serious downtime and making it a priority. Maybe, you know, make some time to do our little postcard DIY project that I'll be sharing with you in just a bit here. You know, just find ways now to make self-care a priority and to remind yourself to do it. Because you need to make you a priority. That way, when the chaos of the holiday season really hits, or, you know, just general chaos in life, you'll be prepared. You'll have those tools to go, okay, you know, shit's really hitting the fan, and I know that it typically results in me being way stressed out, so I'm going to take this time to really practice the self-care now, make it an imprintable habit on my mind, and then that way when I really need to call upon it, it's almost like habit. I've got it down. I got this thing figured out. Okay. Last but not least, on my self-care 101 section class today, I want to give you guys some simple ways to get exactly the kind of self-care you need. So by now, you should be thinking about, you know, what self-care is to you, what's getting in the way of you getting the self-care you need, and you've got kind of a basic understanding of how you can evaluate your own self-care needs. Now I want to give you some like actual, you know, actionable ways to get that self-care in. Even if you're on a time constraint, even if you're on a budget, even if you think to yourself, you know, this is all great and good and I totally am with you, Chris, but I can't do it. I want you to know that there are very simple ways that you can do right now, today, to get the self-care you're looking for. The first thing I'm suggesting to myself and to you guys for self-care this weekend is identify the markers of success and start to celebrate all of the efforts and the positive changes you've already made. You know, you're listening to this podcast, so clearly you know self-care is important. You know that it's a priority, and you're trying to make the changes to make that a consistent part of your life. And you're already successful. You've already done something for yourself. You're taking time to saturate yourself in positive messages that fulfill you, that help you, that resonate with you. I mean, can you begin to acknowledge how far you've come? And can you start to take credit for the successes you create? You did all the work to get to this place of understanding that taking care of yourself like makes you stronger, not weaker. It makes you more capable of loving, not more vain. So make sure you start by celebrating your efforts. Maybe just find one thing that you've done for yourself in the last month that you consider self-care that you're proud of yourself for, that perhaps in the past you would have shamed yourself for doing or beat yourself up for and then, you know, tried to schedule all the things the next week to make up for whatever time you took to yourself. Another suggestion I have for self-care this week is find a self-care accountability buddy. So I do this all the time. And if you're looking for a buddy and you're having a hard time, hit me up. I can be there for you just like I am for a lot of people and still balance my own self-care. Turns out I can do both. So you can develop a once a month check-in, you know, like just like I do with friends or family members and have somebody that you talk to your self-care about. You know, find somebody who supports your efforts. Surround yourself with positive people who genuinely care about your well-being and your direction, who support you and lift you and who are kind and generous to you when you do have those struggles of self-care. I know another way I do self-care accountability buddy is I check in with people by sending them a quick email, just asking them, how's the self-care going? I mean, just checking in with somebody is enough. It doesn't have to be any long, drawn-out thing. You can really just, you know, check in with somebody that you really care about, that you know is struggling, and say, hey, how's your self-care going? Are you taking care of yourself? And if you don't want to use the hashtag self-care is sexy, that's fine. Just check in with your people that you love and see how it's going for them. And you'll be surprised. Once you use that small phrase, self-care, people kind of perk up. You know, they kind of like, huh, that's a good idea. I should really be thinking about that. And then you can share all these great resources you're getting from the podcast. And we're all going to end up taking great care of ourselves and being totally fulfilled, happy people. Yay! All right. Another way you can get some, like a tangible, actionable thing that you can do right now today to get some self-care in is to check out the resources on my website. You know, there's a resource page that's got a list that I've compiled. You know, print it off and pick out just one thing on that list that other community members have shared about how they get their self-care in and go out and do it. You know, I've spent a lot of time gathering these ideas and really talking to people about this, and I want to share with you what other people are saying. You know, and if something from that resource page, that list, if it doesn't work for you and you it ends up just feeling like a chore, move on to a different idea and keep doing that until you find something that really helps you recharge. It helps you fill yourself up. You know, something that once you're done, you should feel like alive and happy and see the joy and possibilities in life. Another great self-care idea this week is my DIY self-care postcard project. So I told you guys earlier I would share this with you towards the end of the show, and I'm really excited to roll this out because it's simple, it's cheap, it will take you very little time. It's going to have a powerful, profound effect on you because it's not what you're expecting. So it's super simple, and I've done it a bunch, and it really has helped me. So step one, go out and buy some postcards. You can find them at any drugstore or convenience store, or heck, if you're here in the Portland area, take a max ride out to the airport to just like clear your mind. You know, take that time to be on public transportation, maybe pop in the headphones, get your journal out, and go be with the people, you know, and go enjoy that time where you don't really have a place to be. You're not rushing, but you're taking that half an hour, 45 minute max ride out to the airport and go pick up some postcards there, you know? And then once you've got the postcards, step two is you're going to schedule some downtime to decorate them, put some inspirational quotes on them, and then address them to yourself or maybe a friend that you know who's working on self-care. I've done this for a bunch of friends. If you haven't gotten one of my self-care or sexy postcards yet and you want one, just as a kind of a little reminder to help you, you know, hit me up via email. I would love to mail you out a self-care postcard. Or you know what? You could fill one out for someone you know that has no earthly interest in self-care, but really needs it, you know? Like, right, we've all got friends like that in our life that are just, they're really floundering, they're really having a hard time, and they really need that self-care reminder. So it's a simple way to just get a little bit of self-care in. And I wanted to share with you guys some of the quotes that I've used to get you started, to get you some ideas. And of course, all of these will be on the website if you want to use them. But one of the quotes I've used on my DIY self-care postcard is, quote, "Stop hating yourself for what you aren't and start loving yourself for what you are." Another great quote I love to send myself is, quote, "When you are saying yes to others, make sure you're not saying no to yourself." Number three, I really love this one. It's very simple but profound, quote, "Never give up on your dreams," end quote. Or the one I have on my desk is, "Dream bigger." I use that one too. And of course, my favorite is, you know, "Self-care is sexy," because it is. When you encounter someone who has their self-care really dialed in and they're able to, with genuine command and compassion, say no to someone because they've made their needs a priority, it's hot. I admire people that do that. And when I see it, I make sure to point it out and say, "Hey, you go, girl," or "You go, man. That's incredible that you're able to do that." And I love that people, it's really starting to catch on. I'm really starting to see it. And maybe it's just that the last 10 months I've been saturated in this self-care is sexy message, so I'm just noticing it more. But it really is starting to catch on, and people are really starting to find the value in putting themselves first and making what they want to do a priority. And it is sexy to see someone go from, you know, kind of a yes man and a people pleaser, and watch them just blossom into a confident, strong, you know, take charge, make themselves important type person. I mean, it's phenomenal. And I see those changes. And like I said earlier, we're all going to start to celebrate those changes. I see it in myself. The longer I've been doing this project, the more progress I see. It's not always pretty. It's not always easy, but it is making lasting changes in my life. I can feel the shift happening. So there you guys go. I just ran you through a quick crash course on self-care with some fun ideas on how to get some self-care in this weekend. So figure out what self-care is to you, make a plan, identify those barriers, and bust through them. It takes some work for sure, but the reward is that you get to be free. Free of worry and expectation and all the like shoulds and should I, and comparison game. It's incredible how making self-care a priority can absolutely change your life. So go out there, you guys. Take a minute today, even right now, and check in with yourself. Ask yourself what it is you need. And then give yourself exactly that. That's it for this week, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story and you'd like to share, want to be on our show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, we got some really great content coming your way, some good interviews, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.